I'm sure you guys have noticed this. Although, George, I think you exit the building here at work in a different direction, but this construction project that's going on a block from us is one of the most massive construction projects in the history of Dallas-Fort Worth.
It's one of the biggest deals we've ever had.
Okay, I think I've seen it when I've come back from another location south of town.
Yeah, if you come up on Field Street, just north of Woodall Rogers, that is where this $500 million mixed-use development, they've broken ground on it. It's going to be anchored by an 800,000-square-foot office leased by Goldman Sachs. That's the big story here, is they're moving their headquarters from New York City to Dallas.
Whoa.
And it's going to be all built around an 80-story tower. It will be the tallest building in Dallas, in the downtown Dallas area, tallest building in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's going to be 80 stories and over 1,000 feet high. So we are going to have a new tallest building in downtown Dallas. We haven't had that since 1983 when they started construction on the Green Building, the Bank of the Americas Tower, and that was completed, I believe, in 1985.
That's still our tallest right
now. That's still our tallest. But this new 80-story, 1,000-foot tower will now be the tallest. The Bank of America's Tower, which is the Green Building.
Everyone just calls it the Green Building. So funny. We don't have a Sears Tower, the Green Building.
It's 921 feet tall. That's our tallest. But it's not the tallest in the state of Texas.
By the way, I've never been in the Green Building. I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
Maybe we should take a field trip.
We should go to the top of the Green Building.
Yeah.
What's there to do there?
I don't know. There's got to be a restaurant on the top, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
There's always a restaurant on the top of a skyscraper.
Where the new Maple Deli is.
But it's not the tallest building in the state of Texas. That is the 74-story... it's going to be, sorry, the 74-story waterline tower that they're building in Austin. That's that weird two-piece-looking thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not yet finished, but when it's finished, Austin will have the tallest building in Texas. It'll be 1,022 feet tall.
That would be an interesting before and after the last 25 years of the Austin skyline.
Mm-hmm.
That has dramatically changed.
Currently, it's the Chase Tower in Houston, 1,002 feet. That's the current finished tallest building in the state of Texas. And the Wells Fargo building in Houston is 992 feet. That's the second tallest. The Green Building's the third tallest. But once this Austin skyscraper is finished and once they build the 80-story building here on Field Street, those two will be the two tallest in the state of Texas. And it's interesting, there is this real estate service that added up the combined height of all of the skyscrapers in all of our metro areas in the state of Texas. And Fort Worth and Dallas skyscrapers combined to measure 29,725 feet. That is short of Houston's combined skyscraper height of 30,498 feet. So you combine Dallas and Fort Worth, we don't even equal Houston.
Still not Houston. Hmm.
And I always thought Dallas had the most magnificent skyline west of the Mississippi. But it might be Houston.
Guess so. I think there's more spread out, maybe? That's why we...
Maybe.
I've never driven into Houston and thought, wow, look at that skyline.
It's pretty big.
Hmm.
But I think Dallas is more identifiable because of Reunion Tower and the Green Building. And the second tallest building in Dallas currently is the J.R. Ewing Building, also known as Renaissance Tower. That's the one that was in the opening shot of Dallas, or anytime J.R. was at his office, the scene-setting shot was of the Renaissance Tower.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's the one that they added all the crazy antennas on top.
Mm-hmm.
That was our tallest for a long, long time, through the 70s and mid-80s until the Green Building was built.
What makes the antennas crazy?
Because they've got these big glowing orbs on top of them.
Yeah, they're put there by aliens.
Yeah. It looks like how we communicate with Mars. They're not normal looking antennas.
Huh.
So this new one that's going to be our tallest, Goldman Sachs is going to be there. Is there going to be residential too?
It says mixed-use development, so probably some residential in there.
Could you live in the high-rise on the 70th floor or 65th floor or whatever?
I think I could do that for a year. You know, if I lived in New York City, I could probably live in a high-rise for a year. The weird thing in New York City, they're building those really skinny high-rises now. They've got a very small footprint, but they're 90 stories tall. And there's no way I could live in one of those.
I don't think so.
This thing that they're building next door to us, it's going to be done in 2027, so we're going to have to put up with construction traffic for the next 3 years. And they say that pretty soon, by 2026, Austin will have the biggest skyline in the state of Texas. That when you combine all the height of all the skyscrapers in downtown, they project, according to the Texas Real Estate Source, that by 2026, Austin will pass Houston, and they'll still be ahead of Dallas and ahead of Fort Worth. Fort Worth's tallest building is Burnett Plaza. It's only 567 feet tall, and then their Bank of America Tower is 547. San Antonio also doesn't have a lot of tall buildings. The Tower of the Americas that they put there for the Hemisphere is 750 feet tall, but their tallest building is the Marriott Hotel at 546. So San Antonio, for the ninth largest city in America, doesn't have much of a skyline.
And we're going to have plenty of electricity for all these big buildings that are going to go online in the next couple of years.
We're Texas, man.
You're just going to plug them in, and they'll be fine.
With our grid, should be absolutely no problem. To put it all in perspective, though, New York City has 14 buildings taller than the tallest building in Texas.
Whoa.
I remember one Monday Night Football. They were broadcasting from, I want to say it was Los Angeles. And they came back from commercial break. This is in the 70s. And they showed the Los Angeles skyline, which had, you know, just a few towers. And Howard Cosell said, "We have more than that on one block in New York City." For some reason, that always stuck in my mind. And maybe it's because when I was younger, I was pretty obsessed with skylines. And I grew up in Oklahoma City, and we only had four tall buildings downtown. But anytime we caught a glimpse of downtown, I loved it. And my dad took me on a field trip down there once, and we just walked all over downtown and went in all the skyscrapers, and I was in heaven. And so then anytime we would travel, if we would go to Denver or we go to Dallas or whatever it was, I couldn't wait in the very distance until I saw that first glimpse of a downtown skyline.
Yeah.
And then I would try to draw the skyline that I just saw. I've always loved skylines.
Well, I remember that was one of our field trips when I lived in Chicago, was to go to the Sears building.
Yeah. Did you go up to the top?
Freaky. I want to say yes. We went up to the observation, which I don't think was the top, if I got that right, if I remember that right. But yeah, you could see forever.
And the tallest building in the world is
Dubai?
Still that one in Dubai, the Burj Khalifa. It's 2,717 feet tall. So it's basically almost three and a quarter green buildings.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Maybe more than that. Maybe 18. No, it's about three green buildings.
If you took a pee off the top, would it make it a Wiz Khalifa?
And it is one of just four buildings in the world that fall into the classification known as, very childishly, megatall.
Megatall.
And it has to be at least 2,000 feet tall to be in the megatall category. But our tallest here in America, which is the One World Trade Center Tower, is the seventh tallest in the world, and it's not megatall. It's 1,776 feet tall, 1776. I believe they did that on purpose.
Heck yeah.
But that's our tallest building in America, the rebuilt One World Trade Center. So there you go. A little skyscraper talk here on a Thursday morning.